Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The name is more efficacious than the contemplation of the form. Draupadi did not send a chariot to bring Krishna to her rescue. She uttered the name in her agony and Krishna responded and saved her from imminent dishonor. In the Treta Yuga, when the Ramayana story was gone through, Nala and his monkeys were building a bridge over the sea to Lanka. The boulders on which they inscribed the name Rama floated on the waters, but they found that the boulders floated away due to wind and wave. They did not form a continuous bridge for the army to pass over. Some ingenious person gave a suggestion to write Ra on one boulder and Ma on the other, and they found that the two stuck hard together. The name will serve as a float for you too. It will keep you attached to God and bring you on His grace.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 65th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Prema Murtaye Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Prema Murti or Prema Swarupa both mean more or less the same. Swami has defined prema in a letter he wrote in his 20th year as the removal of pain and grief, the grant of contentment and joy. Prema is positive, active enthusiasm to serve and satisfy. It is this love, prema, that induces him to visit places where those anxious to see and hear him gather, to write letters, articles, messages and books, to dispel doubts, to alleviate distress, assuage pain, assist in sadhana, and confer the ultimate vision. My hand knows only the act of giving, he says. He never uses for himself anything that he creates. His time is taken up in work for mankind, for man's uplift and liberation. He exhorts us also to grow in love. He insists on Sarvajana Samana Prema, prema which is Samana, equal in intensity for Sarvajana, all people, for all are but various roles which he has assigned for himself in those forms. He tolerates disbelief, even discourtesy, but not deceitful histrionics. Little men, puffed with pride, blinded by their own petty victories in yoga or sadhana, deem to judge him and sometimes dare disparage him. Baba is full of prema for these unfortunates. He advises patience and humility, compassion and sympathy, and holds our resentment in check. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 65th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Prema Murtaye Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Prema Murtaye Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the embodiment of love. Swami says, love is my form. Prema Swarupa Sai showers unconditional love on everybody with his gracious glances. During the Shirdi incarnation, many were recipients of Sainath's anger. However, deep below the anger was only love for the devotees. In the Parthi incarnation, Sri Satya Sai only showers love and does not get angry with anybody. Once, when someone asked Swami about this difference, he said, quote, when a mother is cooking, if a child comes in the way, she gets angry. But when she is serving food, she feeds the same child very lovingly, so that the child is satiated. Unquote. Young Satya once visited a bungalow in Bangalore. There was a cobbler mending sandals right in front of that bungalow on the road. A large number of people were coming by cars and vehicles to that house, bringing fruits, flowers and many other things. He also saw them returning joyously. They were talking to themselves that Baba was a reincarnation of Krishna, Shirdi Baba, etc. This made him eager to have a darshan of Baba. He took the courage to walk into the bungalow. Baba was seated in a chair. The cobbler looked at Baba, and Baba also looked at him at the same time. Baba then rose up from his chair, came towards the door slowly, accepted the partially dried up garland from the hands of the cobbler, acknowledging his love. He then asked the cobbler, "What do you want?" Instantly, without any hesitation, he invited, "Baba, you should visit my hut and accept our humble offerings." To which Baba said, "Yes, yes, I will come," and patted him on his back. He then moved back and sat in the chair. The cobbler wanted to inform Baba about his address and to inquire when he would come, but he was slowly pushed to the back by the surge of visitors. He then requested some of the devotees to inquire from Baba about the visit to his house. He subjected himself to the ridicule of others by asking this. He returned home disappointed. A few days later, he saw a big car stopping in front of him. Baba was inside. He took the cobbler with him in the car and then proceeded to the house of the cobbler. The car drove up to the point where the road was wide. Then Baba got down and walked through the by lanes to the house of the cobbler. He materialized some sweets and toffees and gave them to the family. Sitting on a small wooden plank, he leaned on the wall. He graciously accepted the fruits offered by them and blessed the family. Swami's love is indescribable.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 65th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottari Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Prema Murtaye Namaha. The 66th name is
Om Sri Sai Prema Pradaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Prema Pradaya Namaha. This name glorifies Swami as the source of Prema, the grantor of Prema, the inspirer of love in all beings. Baba often addresses gatherings as Prema Swarupa, that is, as embodiment of Prema. For he has come to help each one to recognize the spring of Prema that is in him. And what is that spring? It is Himself, the Sai, which is our reality, the Antaryami, the inner motivator. He grants the gifts of love from within the heart. Countless are the instances where through His blessings, hearts hard has torn have softened into sympathy with all those who suffer. That is the measure of His grace. His prema has healed old sores in the families, where His picture is enshrined. Fathers and sons have come together again. Mothers have regained the love of their children. Brothers have embraced each other after years of separation. Family fights have ended. Lawlessness has learned the sweet taste of peace. Pride has become humble. Palms have joined in prayer. He teaches mutual help and service. He assures us that He is in all, and He encourages brotherliness and loving deeds of sympathy. Satya is the current of electricity. Dharma is the wire that helps it flow. Shanti is the bulb which transmutes it, and Prema is the light, says Baba. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 66th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottari Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Prema Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Prema Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who bestows love on all. Swami says, quote, "I don't want anything from you. If you want to give me something, only give me your love. When a pure heart overflowing with love is offered to me, my hand comes forth to receive it. Otherwise, it only keeps giving all the time. It never receives." Unquote. Swami also says, "Love is God, and God is love." The real measure of an individual's spiritual progress is divine love. We receive it directly from God. If we practice see good, be good, do good constantly in our lives, we can become recipients of God's love. There are many ways by which we can help the needy and the underprivileged. If we are able to see God's image in them while serving them, we will be able to experience divine love. Here is a story from Swami's childhood about how he had fulfilled the wish of a simple lady. During his childhood, one day, the divine kid Satya created a fruit. When his aunt inquired about the fruit, Satya replied, quote, "I got this from Shirdi. I shall cut this and distribute the pieces as prasadam to everyone today evening after the bhajans." Unquote. His aunt smilingly reprimanded him, "My dear, don't you think you should give one fruit to each one? They won't even know the taste of it if they get just a piece." Satya then asked for an empty basket and tapped it. Lo and behold, the basket was full of fruits. That evening, there were 100 devotees to attend the bhajan. Satya's aunt was not sure if fruits will be enough for everyone and started to worry about it. Baba distributed one fruit to each devotee, and at the end, everyone got one. Same lady asked young Satya once, "Dear child, why don't you give me a nice vision that will clear all my doubts and confusions?" Baba liked this simple-minded lady. So, he told her very lovingly, quote, "Aunt, I shall show you my previous form this evening." Unquote. She waited eagerly till dusk. Young Baba closed her eyes with his tiny hands and took her into a small room where he removed his hands and asked her to look inside the room. There she saw the lustrous form of Shirdi Sai Baba with vibhuti on his forehead in a meditative pose. She could see the smoke coming out of the incense sticks and smell the divine fragrance emanating from the form of Shirdi Sai. Young Satya asked his aunt very lovingly, "Aunt, are you satisfied with this darshanam?" She felt ecstatic with the divine vision that was granted to her.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 66th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Prema Pradaya Namaha. With this we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.